Section 3, Part 1, Further Resources.
So the final section of this podcast is all around signposting you to downloadable resources. Now, one of the first things that I want to mention is that Prospect have launched a campaign called Work Time, Your Time, which provides support and resources to help you find a work-life balance that suits you. Now, the link to this is provided within our downloadable resources section, and it's a really great campaign, and just take a moment to look at some of the resources we have made available for you. Some of the other resources that you may want to look at, the first one is the What Matters to You at Work questionnaire. This is really helpful because it will enable you to identify what is important to your satisfaction, and linked to that is the Features in Your Job questionnaire. And a combination of doing those two questionnaires will hopefully help you to pinpoint what is missing in your day-to-day work and whether those elements are contributing to stress. You may also want to look at the iResilience tool by Robert Cooper, which is very much designed to help you build up your resilience. The Signs and Symptoms of Stress, absolutely fantastic. Just by looking at those, if you find that you're ticking some of those boxes, then it's time to take control and look at managing the stress in your work life. And finally, I just want to signpost you to the helpguide.org and the BBC Health links, which are all designed to introduce you to structured relaxation and exercise techniques that can lead you to a more active and stress-free lifestyle. I hope you have found this podcast useful. Remember, stress is very much part of our day-to-day life, but it's all about managing stress. So just keep an eye on how you're dealing with day-to-day stress and just remind yourself of some of the tools and techniques that we've shared with you. I wish you all the best for the future. Thanks.